Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Ew, Stephen Fennick, how does that sound? Chocolate coffees you on a steak.
Very nice. You're making me hungry. It's getting close to lunchtime.
It's nudging that way, isn't it? A Father's Day on Sunday, and I thought, look, people say, oh, what do I buy Dad? You know, he's either got everything or he's hard to buy for. So I thought, most guys love a little bit of tech. So I thought, you're the man, and it's Stephen's top five tech tips for Father's Day. Has this been a push for you?
It has been, yeah. I actually wrote a story yesterday suggesting some products and will continue to do so. I think, you know, the main areas to look at, I think that I've concentrated on audio, so earphones, headphones, those sorts of things. All dads love music. In-car products, so I previewed a couple of in-car dash cams as well. All dads want to stay connected as well, and I suggested some smartphones. One that I suggested was an Alcatel Pop 4, which is an Android phone. It's only $119. It's really, really cheap.
$119?
Punches above its weight. It's got a 5-inch screen, great design, and it is a really, really little pocket rocket, that one. If your dad's a reader, I've suggested also a Kindle, or other e-readers on the market. The Kindle Oasis is the latest version. It is 3.4 millimetres thick at its thinnest point, so it's tiny and really easy to carry around. Another suggestion is accessories. So if your dad's got a phone or a tablet, devices or cases that work with what he already owns may be an idea as well. Another product I looked at was a multi-device keyboard, because dad might like to work on the computer. He's got his tablet, he's got his phone, and this keyboard from Logitech, the K780, allows you to connect all of those, or up to three devices, so he's three devices wirelessly, so he can use the same keyboard to write out his messages or on his phone or his tablet and use his computer as well. So that'll keep him productive and keep him connected to all these devices.
That is amazing. I think you've actually given us more than your top five tips, but that's okay. And do you find the boys are as caring about, you know, like cases and the accessories as the ladies are?
Yeah, maybe not as much, but if the right case, it might be a protective case. Maybe dad likes to get out and about and you know, enjoy the outdoors, and a case to protect his phone. He might drop it, but having a case on it's going to prevent things like the screen breaking and the scratching up the device. I think the in-car products are popular as well. Apart from the dash cam, there's obviously dedicated GPS devices as well. Dads love their cars. And the reader. I think rather than buying one book for dad, you buy him an e-reader, and you can open the gateway to a library of books that he can read and download from that actual device.
So just keeps giving and giving and giving and giving.
Exactly right. That's it.
Hey, speaking of dropping, have you dropped any hints for Father's Day?
Well, I'm a big movie fan, so one thing I suggest for my kids is if they're looking to buy me a gift, maybe some of the latest Blu-ray movies on Blu-ray disc or 4K disc now. So I'm a big movie fan there, and again, they are very popular as gifts as well. There are a lot of special editions and box sets that are available to buy at this time of year where they're obviously aimed at fathers. So that's another option. If you want to be really generous, maybe look at buying a new TV. Ooh. For 4K TVs now become a lot more affordable. You can buy a 4K TV for as little as $1,200 if you wanted to really surprise dad. But so many options, so many choices. I've outlined them all on Tech Guide.
Fantastic. Spoiled for choice. Mate, have a happy Father's Day to you, and thank you very much.
Thanks, mate, and you too, and to all of your listening fathers out there as well.
2NURFM 103.7.